Welcome to The Fame Game with me, Kimberly Wyatt.
It's not called The Fame Game.
This is the podcast called The
it's
Fame Game.
It's not called The Fame Game. It has always been, so you've decided to become famous.
I have never been on board with
it's
this.
It's always been, everywhere, it's written everywhere. I have not seen it written down, The Fame Game, anywhere.
Well, put the name aside, what we can both agree on is this is a podcast about all things fame. The highs, the lows, we're pulling back.
The curtain?
And having a look
inside. What were you going to say?
I don't know. This is The Fame Game, and this week, find out what made Max say this.
We can say that they tried to pit you against Nicole on a regular basis, even though you guys are friends. This is so you've decided to become famous.
No, it's not.
And later on, you can find out what made Kim say this.
Thank you, anxiety. I feel you creeping up.
Yeah. So that's what we're doing.
Yeah.
Right.
That's what's happening.
And today's episode is about, I think today's episode is the ultimate episode starter because it is the ultimate in fame.
Which is?
Red carpets.
Ooh.
To me, that's the ultimate in fame anyway. As a kid, it was like, that was my vision of...
Yeah, I mean, I loved Marilyn Monroe and those red carpet moments are something to remember.
And like Leicester
Iconic
Square...
Iconic
Like Leicester moment. Square premieres. I remember when they were going on just down the road from where I was thinking, yeah. Wow, all that stuff is happening just around the corner as a kid. So I think that's the most exciting part of fame.
There was never one part of me that was like, I can't wait to grow up and walk a red carpet.
I genuinely thought I can't wait to grow up and go and see a red carpet. As a kid, really? it was that like mythical to me.
Hmm.
That's why I decided to become famous.
Oh my God. Well, I mean, a red carpet, it's a lot, isn't it? For a girl, a red carpet is a huge moment where a lot of pressure is put on you to get it right. The whole point of you being there is either to be promoting and selling something, a movie or a show or something of the likes, an album. Otherwise, you're showing up to support something amazing, a creative endeavor, like a movie or an album or something. So it's all on you to just put your best foot forward. But that, it takes a lot. There's a lot of expectations.
In my experience as a guy, a red carpet is as basically a second-class citizen.
Yeah.
Right. We, as men on red carpets, are second-class citizens, right? Because you, no matter who you are, no matter what goes on, we walk up, we take a picture together, and then they ask me to step aside, which I always thought was just because I'm not famous and you are famous. Which we should talk about.
So
you are famous. You are a member of the Pussycat Dolls.
Yes.
A world known famous band.
Yes.
And yet actually you have the luxury of being able to walk down the street and be unrecognized.
Yes. Balance, isn't it?
Yeah. And I...
Because of how I play the fame game.
No.
So for a girl, red carpet takes a lot of preparation because you want your skin to be gleaming and glowing. You want your hair to be absolutely perfect. Makeup is... the ultimate, and the dress or whatever you're wearing is so important because everybody's going to be judging that moment. And how you look, how you present yourself is going to decide from the photos that the paps take of you, where those photos are going to land. Are they going to get in the magazines? Will you be featured online? You know, it is a little bit of a moment to get people to pay attention to you.
And we should explain why that matters, because actually I was going to say the fame game now. It does matter to get those sort of PR opportunities and get yourself seen, because that's where clients and where TV shows, that's where they're looking for potential talent. That's what, if you're going to meet with ITV tomorrow, they're going to Google you and see what you've been up to. And if you look glamorous on a red carpet, they're going to say, this could be a bankable talent that we could work with. So you want to actually achieve that. That is the game.
The game, it is.
Yeah, it is. And as a result of that, you actually invest to do it, don't you? It doesn't cost me any money. It costs you money.
It does. I mean, if you go for the full shebang, you're talking about paying for a stylist, paying for your hair person, paying for your makeup person, and all the incidentals that would then go towards, as well as like travel to get there. Sometimes they'll send a car to get you. Sometimes that's not a part of the deal. So it's quite an investment to look your best on that day if you lean into having a full team. Or some people, they do it all on their own and they source their dress, but you're paying for a dress, or you're renting a dress, or you're going to the effort to find something, collect it and send it back yourself, as well as making sure you have the look and the makeup and you've done all the studies to know what sort of look you're going for. And you know, taking the time to really prep your hair and prep your skin and prep your makeup so that you can shine like a diamond.
And we just wear a suit and go up there. But we are second-class citizens on a red carpet. We get stepped to one side, which I always thought was a slight on me. I always figured that me, as a person who is, who's done quite well in my career, to be fair, I've done some good stuff, right?
Yes.
Right?
It's a true statement.
Yeah, I've done some good stuff. But if you Google me, I am known as...
Naked.
I am known... Yep, there is that as well. I'm known as Kimberly Wyatt's husband. Yeah. So no matter what
Sorry
you do,
that.
Marry a pussycat doll, that is going on your gravestone.
Yeah, but when I first Googled you, I got what? A naked picture of you on the cover of GQ shooting for Tom Ford.
Yeah, the good stuff. And now I'm just stood next to you on a red carpet. Shortly before I get stepped to one side because they want a single of you, which, as I was saying, I thought was a slight on my fame.
Like, until we saw the real deal, Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie at their premiere.
No, at Brad's premiere.
His premiere.
Yeah, at his own premiere. And we were following them for...
Zombie X, was it?
World War Z.
World War Z. Nailed it.
Zombie X is the pirate copy.
I did enjoy it. It was a good film.
It was a good movie. And then we went to an incredible after party. That was actually probably the best ever premiere we've ever been to.
Muse in the Queen's Garden was epic.
That's what they did afterwards, an after party. Yeah. And at that premiere, fortunately, we were following Brad and Angelina down the carpet, because if we were ahead of them, we would have been marched promptly off the carpet as lesser people.
There is a protocol, isn't
there?
We will jump into the protocol and explain away.
You have to do things properly.
Yeah.
Or you're guided to do things properly. But as they stood taking their pictures, I stood and watched them looking as gleaming and glamorous as they obviously are. And Brad was stepped to one side so they could get what they call the fashion picture of Angelina. The reason behind that,
he was a second class citizen in that moment, just like you, babe.
Even at his own premiere. So we have a lot in common, Brad and I.
Yeah, but Brad and I grew up in the same state. Thank you very much.
I wondered how long it was going to take you to mention
Brad
that.
And me were basically family.
Basically family.
But so protocol on a red carpet, I know a lot of people had a lot of questions about how it all happens. But so you get all ready and you're... raring to go. So excited. It's going to be a really great night, right? You get in the car in your beautiful dress and hair and makeup and body makeup and heels.
This is whether you're Angelina Jolie or Kimberly Wyatt. It doesn't matter.
Across the board. You still have to sit in a car and get there without wrinkling. So you're literally like leaning back, like you're in a luge with your bottom off the seat. Did you hear that?
For those listening, Kimberly did a hip thrust as if she was doing the skeleton or luge.
The luge.
Down the...
Losing all the way until you get to the premiere.
Because your stylist has said to you cannot crease this dress.
Or it's corseted, or it's just, you know, you're taped in, and if you start moving around, that tape is going to come loose. And you have to hold everybody's hard work until that moment when you're finally stepping onto that carpet. Having that picture
because
taken.
Because you do step straight out of the car, straight onto the carpet, and you are immediately snapped. Even before you get to the carpet, they're already taking pictures of you.
Unless it's like a huge, big carpet, and they'll have like a little holding area because it's very meticulous about who goes first and what time slot who has, and making sure that if it's a star of the film that they get their moment to
we get
to
the hell out of the
first
way.
And we wait and feel really awkward to the
side. Dave Bennett is the greatest celeb photographer. It's nice to get your picture taken by Dave.
Yeah, or his team.
Or his team, yeah.
And then the protocol from there, usually there'll be like fans shouting your name.
Yep.
Depending on the event.
Your name.
Your name.
Who the hell is that?
But Ashley.
Yeah, Ashley. Brilliant. If she's Ashley, who the hell am I?
So you could have a little moment to sign some autographs, take some pictures, and then it's game time.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So then you step onto the red carpet where all the paps are yelling your name and you have to hold, usually as a couple to start with. And there's usually like a handler that takes you down the carpet, isn't there?
Yeah.
So to tell you, stand here, take your pictures starting from left to right, looking from pap to pap to pap to pap.
We do that. That's how we've come up with that.
We're gifting this protocol.
We've patented that technology for people. So if there are any super famous people listening to this who are interested in becoming more famous, if you guys just look left to right, it makes it so much easier.
And even though they're like yelling your name like crazy, if you just be like, no, just stay from your left to right. Give each person like their time of the day. Maintain the pivot. And then I feel like you've given everybody what they came for.
That's a picture of you.
A picture of you.
Yeah. And you've luged all the way there. So your outfit looks good. But the drive there is terrible for you. For me, it's outstanding.
Ugh.
We're talking a lot about premieres here because that's the ultimate red carpet.
Yeah.
For us, it's basically going to the cinema to see a film that we want to see.
Yeah, exactly.
But they drive you right up to the door of the cinema at Leicester Square.
It's like the best night out ever.
It's brilliant.
For us.
Until you, of course, get to Leicester Square and the driver who's driving you there panics because it's all blocked off because there's a premiere on and he says, I can't go through there, so I'm going to have to drive around Soho again. You said, no, that is exactly where we are going.
No.
She's losing. I'm fine.
Fix the situation.
And anyway, eventually, well, sometimes they have gone all the way around Soho, or they'll sit and Soho will back up behind you, beeping because they're panicking.
You're finally begging with them to be like, I promise you, these are the credentials for that event. Just drive to
drive
it.
Drive through that gate and they will
let
you through.
We're meant to be there.
I don't know if I'm meant to be there, but you are meant to be there. I'm there as a plus one.
And it can take anywhere from like 5 to 10 minutes on a red carpet to like an hour. If there's lots of fans, if there's lots of photos to be taken, lots of interviews. Another big question was about like, does somebody decide what interviews you do or is it up to you?
So they come up to us before, don't they? The handler comes up to us and says, would you mind doing any press? And usually the answer is no, because you, as a famous person, if you've decided to become famous, rarely do you, you don't ever talk to the press unless you have something to say.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they will create something for you and that could go anywhere. So you want to control what you're saying to people.
Are the Pussycat Dolls getting back together?
Well, so far we have no plans to. I'm really aiming that question at Kimberly. Well, I've answered it now, so move on.
Well, I'll do the press if I'm there to like...
If you've got a book coming out tomorrow.
Yeah, well, I'll talk to everybody. But if I'm there to just watch an amazing film, and like, I don't know, a certain magazine is there, I'll be like, if I go and talk to them, they're definitely not going to care about the film. They're going to ask me something to get a big headline that's either going to paint me against somebody, usually another girl, or trying to dig deep just to find something to
We can say that they try to pit you against Nicole on a regular basis, even though you guys are friends.
It's true.
Done now.
He dropped it.
It's done now. maybe we'll never be asked for another interview again as a result of having answered that question conclusively.
You're welcome.
Yeah. You bump into friends as well, don't you?
Yeah.
Not the handlers, usually you know. The photographers, you're starting to get to know. But usually there'll be somebody else you know, sort of 3 or 4 people. In fact, I met Carmeet on a red carpet.
This is true.
If it's a dance film or a dance event or a dance anything, or likewise a fashion anything, then we will take all press because you know that they're going to be asking you relevant questions about
true.
The craft. And so you want to talk about that.
Also, by this time, as soon as you like get to the red carpet, you've already spent so much time getting ready, getting there, sucking in, holding everything together. By the time you finish walking the red carpet, the hunger is next level. And the one question on my mind every time we're on the red carpet is what, babe?
Is there popcorn?
Is there popcorn?
And it's a valid question.
Like,
I'm not even going to, that is... It's 100% what's on my mind as well.
We bond over it.
We do bond over that. The good thing is for me, I've spent 5 hours waiting for you to get ready. So I've eaten, at least I've eaten. You haven't eaten since lunchtime, if not before. And if you get there and it's like, some of the popcorn flavors, like, I don't know, you like truffle, don't you? But if it's like truffle and garlic or something like that.
I just want some plain, salted or sweet.
Yeah, in a large quantity.
Because when I go to the cinema, like, I go to the cinema for the experience, you know? You want to enjoy an amazing film with your popcorn and your treats and things. And granted, you don't expect everything, but it's always nice. It's always nice if they do have a bit of popcorn or a little treat.
Mm. And you bring up a good point there. We enjoy going to the cinema. And that is one of our rules about selecting events of any kind. We only go to things that we would want to go to. Like, we're not going to show up to a movie we wouldn't have otherwise gone to the cinema to watch.
This is true.
And that, I think that's we're quite discerning with that, aren't we? Some people turn up to the opening of an envelope. Some people turn up to things to turn up to them and then don't stay for the actual event or film.
Some people show up to a red carpet, do the red carpet, answer all the questions, take all the press, and then
leave. And go and eat. And that is cheating.
It's cheating.
It's not. That is
awful. If you're going, you got to go full Monty or nothing at all.
You go full Monty, you get hungry, you eat the horrendously flavoured popcorn, and then on the way home in your tuxedo and all your finery, you stop at McDonald's drive-thru like proper people.
Once everything is finished, like all of that cushioning of like where you arrive and people taking care of you and walking you down the red carpet, making sure you get to your seat.
The glamour
is over.
It's over.
You are relieved. You are
thrown to the wolves. You walk out of those cinemas, and as that light of Leicester Square hits you, so do thousands of people who have, by the way, been set up already throughout the day in this ridiculous charade of them and us. So if you're on one side of the fence, you are on the red carpet and you are seen to be glamorous.
Larger than life.
We are, by the way, the same people who have spent the whole day walking around London using the tube with everybody, just living a normal life. But on the other side of the fence are the people who aren't allowed access to those people on the red carpet. And so they've set this dynamic up that creates a weird distance. I always try and puncture that by whilst I'm standing waiting for you to have your fashion picture, chatting to people, and everybody's really nice. But when you walk out, there's nobody who remembers the dynamic that they've set up.
Thank you, anxiety. I feel you creeping up.
Yeah. And just aim for the M&M store and hope for the best.
Yeah. And hold your hand, because then the other little tactic from the Paps app, they've been really nice for the most part. And this isn't everybody. This isn't all the Paps, but there's always a few that
the catch ones to stay
you.
To the end.
The ones to stay to the end.
Yeah.
Yes. They want to trip you up, really, because they want a bad picture of you falling on your face or doing something to that extent. So you'll be walking through with the curbs and cobbles and everything in the nighttime, and they will flash, 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 not because they want loads of pictures, but because they know that the flash is going to stun you. It kind of blinds you sometimes. So
kind
you can't
of blinds
see
you. Curb. You can't see anything.
You can't see anything.
Like, literally, you are totally blind.
So there is a huge possibility for a huge failure.
Yeah.
Flat on your
face. And then they get She Was Hammered coming out of the cinema.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
So you hold on to me.
Yeah.
I stare at the floor. And we just kind of, and you've got heels on, so we just kind of make the best of it. It is like a gauntlet.
It is a gauntlet. And you wear the big heels at a red carpet. You wear the really uncomfortable,
on the red carpet,
blistering heels.
It looks amazing.
That's it.
And people expect it of you, which is another thing that we should talk about. The expectation that people have of you. They want you to be this glamorous, mythical creature on a red carpet. So if you go with chipped toenails.
Oh, you brought it up. A little chipped toenail. I've got so much hate for a chipped toenail. Telling me that I don't know how to be a celebrity. Meanwhile, I'm like, the whole reason I am a celebrity is because I'm a performer. And the reason I'm a performer is because I also dance. So what do I do in the dance studio?
You work.
I work really hard.
You chip your toenails.
You chip your toenails because you're barefoot and working on your big kicks and your jetés and like trying to keep that body limbered and ready to go for the next show. So if my toenails don't look perfect.
And you stay there until you've finished work. You would, if you hadn't got the job done, you wouldn't go to the premiere. So you might scream into the premiere a little bit late and not have had time to correct the toenails. All three of them have been very quiet up there.
Sleeping. Will we talk about the Fame Game, babes? We have been asking all of you online for a few questions about red carpets, and the questions have been pretty amazing. So thank you for all of your...
Yours have. My follow... And I'm kind of proud of it, really. They're all idiots. It's a good reflection of how we are as famous people, as in I'm just not taking it seriously at all, and you're really, really quite good at it, so people respond with serious, honest questions. I've got stuff like, are they 100% wool or a wool blend? Where do they store them? How do they stick down? Because, you know, a rolled up carpet likes to roll back up. Thanks, Danny. We've had Julia as well, and Glenn asked those questions. What's the scariest microbe found in the red carpet in terms of level of fatality and infections, from John? And that's literally every single one of mine are ridiculous. There is one, actually, I'm not sure. Scott asked, why is it red? And I couldn't figure out whether or not that was a joke or not. So I actually Googled it.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
And it's to do with the ancient Greeks holding red as a sort of a regal colour. And then they would use red as their sort of royal colour. And then that then developed as a kind of a regal colour that's seen as VIP.
Oh, well, that's quite cool.
There you go.
That's a little fact.
So Scott, thinking he was taking the piss.
There's your answer. And not all red carpets are red, are they? We've been on, a green carpet?
The white carpet.
The white carpet
was a terrible idea.
Yeah.
It was brilliant because we were watching something about cold.
Elsa or something. Elsa, for dinner.
Something like that. I don't know, it was cold in the film. So it'd make sense to have a white carpet. Not good for photos.
Lucky.
Yeah, really does. The light bounces up there, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Doesn't
I think we've had great. A blue carpet before.
Yeah, we've had blue.
Yeah.
Star Trek, maybe.
But there is something about red. Maybe because like red lights is known to help like mask any cellulite or any like, I don't know, like wrinkles or whatever in your skin. It just makes your skin look really smooth.
On stage.
So I wonder if like.
On stage. Yeah, quotes.
You okay. mix red with your amber lights and you get really smooth skin.
Do they show dog hair? You had that one?
Well, I had one that was, do the paps always shout?
Yes.
And they do.
They do shout.
They do.
They really do shout, which is why we developed the left to right situation.
Sometimes aggressively and sometimes at each other.
Yeah. And they will barge each other and jostle for shots. And
oh, I love it. I love Pap's shenanigans.
It is quite fun, but you do have to remember what you're there for and to stay focused on what you look like. Because unlike modelling, it is very different to modelling. In modelling, you get to sort of be free and find the mood and all that sort of stuff. And the photographer and director will choose the best shots of you. If you're free and find the mood and all that sort of stuff on a red carpet, you can be sure the press will pick the worst shots of you.
Yeah.
So you can't afford to get properly engrossed in a punch-up that's going on behind one of the photographers, because otherwise you're going to look like you're looking at a punch-up.
It's true. This is a true statement.
I have got one. So Rebecca Pearson... she's a model, friend of ours. She wrote simply coat and bag situation.
Oh!
Which to the untrained listener, ear, or for those who are still yet to decide to become famous, that would seem like a random set of words, but you know what that means.
Man, I hate being cold.
And you are cold.
Oh my, in winter, like, you go on carpets, they're always outside, it's always freezing.
And girls are not allowed to wear coats.
Girls are not allowed to wear coats.
Because it doesn't show the outfit that the stylist has picked for you perfectly. We're allowed to wear coats, we're nice and warm. But I can't even offer you my coat.
Mm-mm.
Until the
It'll ruin the look.
Until when we leave, which is why you'll often see a guy, always me, freezing cold, and you wearing my jacket.
Oh, poor you. I've only been freezing for hours.
I know.
But literally, I remember doing one here recently. What was for Dancing on Ice? It was ITV Pizza, wasn't it?
That was ridiculous.
It was freezing.
So I'd gone with thermals, a roll neck,
yeah,
and a tux jacket with a scarf over the top of that. To be fair, I didn't have an overcoat on. And I had thermals underneath as well. And I was absolutely freezing.
I had my legs out, one shoulder out, two arms out. I'm like, my teeth were chattering.
You were wearing what our oldest daughter called a chicken costume.
Yeah. Mommy, you look like a chicken because it had feathers on it. Thanks, Annie.
Yeah.
Can't wait to go do my big debut about this show. Really filled with confidence at this point. It was a cute look, though. I really
it was a cute look. It did look good. You didn't look like a chicken. There have been failures.
There have been failures.
There's a question here about failures as well. Like, yeah. what can go wrong, they said.
What can go wrong?
Yeah, like I wore baggy trousers that time before the world was ready for baggy trousers.
Still not over it.
I love that look even now, but the hatred I got in daily.
They weren't ready for it.
They weren't ready. And that now they are. If I could rewind the clock 8 years, I could say to them, ha.
Ha.
The wide leg is in. I love that look. They did not. You've had a few. You always look good. You did the... So you think that doing the leg tilt on that red carpet that you did it once was a failure?
Yeah.
Because you felt like...
And it was just the whole look. There was too much going on. I just stopped dyeing my hair blonde because I...
No one knew who you were.
Scalp grew 10 times the size.
Almost to a normal size head.
Yeah, I have a tiny head.
She has a tiny head.
And that stupid freaking hair and the dark hair now is like my caption for like loads of stuff.
Because
online.
It was a real, I think like, I know that, you know, it's a bit ostentatious to do a huge leg tilt on a red carpet, but he's like, it's cool, man.
I just felt like in that moment, I felt like there was a lot of dancers there. All the paps were asking for it. It was like, you've got to give them what they want, right?
Do you know what it is? It's because it was, let's say, a lesser event.
Yeah.
And they know that it's less likely to get covered.
It's your leg up.
Somebody do something. Do the leg.
Oh.
And you did the leg and it got covered. You got that event, the press that it needed. And it looks good. I think that leg, you get that leg out whenever you can. I don't care what they say in the Daily Mail comments, which is another episode for another day, by the way.
Yes, it is.
An entire episode on Daily Mail comments. Someone has just written, the question I wrote was, has anyone ever had anything they really want to know about red carpets? And someone's just answered, no.
Fair enough.
That kind of pettiness I love. Keep that coming. But you had some serious ones, right?
Yeah, I did have some serious ones. I had a question. Do you know who each photographer works for?
So we don't, as a celebrity, you will not know who they work for, but we have an interesting insight because I used to live with a Pat in New York City when I was modeling in New York.
Never stopped banging on about
this. It's a really interesting story.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, I wrote a movie script about it that nobody wants to make into a film. So I have an interesting perspective of that side of the fence. It literally is a fence, isn't it? There's a fence between us. And so often I'll recognize people from his work and be able to say hi, and you start to make a little bit of a rapport with the guys, and they're all nice guys trying to pay their bills like everybody else. They're probably talented photographers who want to keep taking pictures, and that's how they can make some money doing it. It's weird because perhaps a universally sort of hate. We should talk about this in another episode, shouldn't we?
Yeah, we should, because there's the good ones and the bad ones, and I think, you know, different agencies kind of lead their paps in different ways. So yeah, well, we can dive right into that.
But at least you know the answer. You want, if you ever see a wide shot of me like leaning on the fence, chatting to all the photographers when I'm supposed to be having my picture taken with my wife, it is because I have built up a rapport with them. Well, we've built up a rapport with a few of the guys. Yep. They're all really nice.
It's always nice to see a familiar face, especially at that moment when you finish the red carpet, you finish your premiere and you walk outside and you're just like,
yeah,
stranded.
It does help to have people that there was the, I forget what the guy's name is, but whenever we walk out with the kids, he just puts his camera down straight away. I just think you could sell that and make money, but you just have so much. But what it does is when we see him again, we make sure we get the time to give him the picture and you develop a relationship.
Yeah, that familiarity is really lovely, especially in like the times where you feel the most vulnerable. And when a pap is like doing their job and like respect that he's got to get his photo. Respect that, you know, part of your job is doing it.
Yeah, it's going to help.
You make sure you do it in a really lovely manner, gets what he needs, then he can leave rather than just following you around with the flashes waiting for you to fall on your face. So I got a question of, what is body makeup? Have you ever worn body makeup?
Yeah. I mean, not
mostly oil on your big peck thing.
Usually it's like the clothes show, we used to wear body makeup with glitter mixed in with it, and we won't talk about
glitter. You love glitter.
Hate glitter. Like, and I've worn, like, I've been painted in stuff for various things, but not like, not just generally. You don't wear body makeup, red carpets, do you?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, a bit of cream to like.
No, like, body makeup is really important on a red carpet because you can't control the variables. So to make your skin look really nice and sort of flawless, or as flawless as you can, and to match all the skin tones to the various suntans and non-suntans, a bit of body makeup in the freezing cold. A bit of body makeup just evens everything out to help up your chances of the perfect picture.
I was not aware of that.
And like, there are body makeups that you can buy, but a lot of people also just have their perfect concoction of a bit of this and a bit of that and a bit of this. Sometimes it's like, little bit of lotion with a little drop of oil and then a little bit of foundation, and then you mix that all up and rub it all over your body. That might be like the perfect combo.
Is that what you do?
I have done that from time to time, yes.
I've never seen you putting on body makeup.
Yeah, body makeup's important. Even if it's just a little bit of foundation.
That's the sort of thing I could help with.
Even if it's just a little bit of foundation, to especially like even from the neck down through the chest. Because I do like a little plunge, especially on a red carpet. And also, you can help bring shadows with like sort of a bronzer, bringing the shadows for a little bit of your cleavage, helping that out.
I mean, I've had body makeup put on me before and never really known what was going on, but I suppose that's what's happening. It's good that you get sent all the serious questions, because if I'd have been sent that question, I would have just assumed it was, I don't know what, it was a mistake. So obviously you send the serious stuff to Kim and I'll keep dealing with.
Surely all these incredible models
where they store the carpet
worked with wear body makeup in their photo shoots, no?
Probably, yeah, but I don't really pay that much. I mean, I do probably, but I don't really pay a huge amount of attention about what's going on. You just sort of sit there.
You just stand there and let somebody rub all over you, not knowing what's happening.
That is literally what happens. I have pictures of it.
I know.
I have pictures of that at clothes show, actually. I'm just standing there whilst people are just rubbing.
But there's like an art to it because you also can't get it on your outfit, can you? So it's like knowing to stand with your legs apart and you flip the hem of it up so that none of it gets on the actual outside of the dress. Then they can get up just as high as they need to up on your thigh. And then the same for like around your chest. You got to put like bits of tissue in and around the dress to give a little barrier.
Go through a lot, don't you?
I'm
you can't
telling
ever let
you.
The dress touch your
no
body makeup.
No. Some of the dresses are usually going back and they're probably incredibly expensive. So you don't want to get any makeup on that.
What if you get like sweat on it or something like that?
Doomed. Yeah, usually designers are amazing and will work something out. But there are times, there's been times where I've been lent a dress or it's been on the rail and it's like, oh, somebody didn't take care of this. And it's got sweat stains and some odors.
Isn't it glamorous?
Probably my biggest challenge on a red carpet ever was the time I was in the Pussycat Dolls. We were going to the VMAs. We were nominated for Best Dancing in a Video.
Nominated. I think you won it, didn't you, babe?
And won.
I think you won it.
But so right before we won one of them, it was a huge red carpet and it was boiling outside. I believe we were in LA. And I had this beautiful Stella McCartney silk pink dress on. It was like a shirt dress, so it just kind of hung lovely. Like it wasn't like clunky.
I've seen the pictures. You look amazing.
It was one of my faves.
You look amazing.
But it was hot and I was really starting to sweat. And I could feel the drips dripping down my stomach. And I knew that if I let any of my skin reach out and touch that silk dress, it was going to be like a wet t-shirt contest for the rest of that huge red carpet amongst all the peers. Like all the big ones were there, you know, Jay-Z and Beyonce and Rihanna and Gaga and Neo and like.
And much of the world already slightly confused about the Pussycat Dolls. So if you'd have turned up in a wet t-shirt,
that was not the look I would have been going for.
That would have led them even further down the wrong direction in front of all those friends of yours that you just mentioned.
So yeah, I spent the whole red carpet literally sucking in and trying to act natural. And then you go for like the photo with all the other girls, you put your arms around each other and I'd be like, don't you dare squeeze. Don't squeeze my sides. Because if, you know, they put the arm around and squeeze in around your side, that's going to be doomsday.
Wow.
Problems.
Yeah.
99 problems in a silk dress and sweat is a huge one.
And Jay-Z finding out and seeing it. Somehow that tied up perfectly into a brilliant little line. Paris is, that's unbroadcastable, mate. I can't say that. That is a serious one. I genuinely thought that was, no, that
I
is.
I thought it was a dirty joke for a second.
So
I have a horrible mind.
No, but that
did
is.
You.
Yeah, no.
Is there a back entrance for you deep? Yes, I mean, there is if it's an event for you or your project, then there is like, the team can meet you.
Yeah, you'd have a little green room or something in the theater and then you'd step out to do it. But we.
Or sometimes like management and stuff will be on the carpet with you, but just sort of there to kind of guide and look after and protect.
And if you're going to one of those smaller events that we talked about earlier that can often be more taxing, shall we say?
More taxing. You would usually sold as something really big and then you show up and you're like.
Yeah, turning up to a fashion event is great because you get to network with the people that you're there to network with, but generally it's sort of in a shop and it's packed and it's like basically shopping in a really busy store with a DJ in the corner. And at those kind of events you'd probably take your
no dancing
stylist and your the people that you were working with on the day to get ready so that you'd have people to hang out with, because it's more of a social thing, so you would take people with you. In a premiere, if you're a guest, you have a ticket and a plus one, so that means I get to go if selected. And if I don't get to go, actually, maybe she'd take her manager or your stylist or something.
Could.
But other than that, you are pretty locked down.
Yeah.
Just apologise to everybody who has asked a question. We'll go back and answer the stuff that we haven't answered on our relative Instagram pages.
Especially. But are you going to answer all the actual red carpet questions?
Yeah, 100%. All of these people are getting their questions answered, especially what is the point of them.
Okay, let's wrap it up.
Okay, so we've got a little game we're going to play.
Yeah.
And we're going to make it a little feature. It's called, maybe we'll do a jingle here. Guess the headline. So I have the headlines here. I had them all the time, but I didn't realise they were right there. Blank dons dramatic cloak as he kisses stunning wife, blank, on red carpet.
A cloak.
A cloak.
Like Dracula?
Who was... The first thing I thought was sort of stunning wife and thought, well, Ryan Reynolds, they always describe Blake Lively as stunning. Yeah. I can't imagine him wearing a dramatic cloak. It was a dramatic cloak.
I would love it if he did, though.
Well, I think of Hugh Jackman when I think of dramatic cloaks.
Greatest Showman.
Yeah. And you have a Hugh Jackman red carpet story, don't you?
I do.
It's another little tip as well. I think this is worth doing. I like to call it the Hugh Jackman lean. The story goes, and you'd probably be better at telling it, you were pictured next to Hugh Jackman, weren't you?
It was all of us dolls with Hugh Jackman. I was standing next to him, and I guess we were kind of leaning into each other.
You were leaning into each other, which is why we call it the Hugh Jackman lean. And if a photographer were to crop that and have you both leaning into each other, potentially this is a relationship.
I was almost dating Hugh Jackman.
You were almost dating Hugh Jackman. He doesn't know this.
He might.
He did the Hugh Jackman lean after all. He knew what he was up to. Old Wolverine.
Greatest Showman, Greatest Show Lady.
Yeah.
Named by Christopher Dean on Dancing on Ice. Watch out, babe.
All the stuff you've done in your entire career and your greatest moment as a celebrity is being told by Christopher Dean after you'd finished doing a bit of ice skating that you're the greatest showwoman.
Did I cry in the shower after that?
Cried in the shower. She's won Moon Men. She's Grammy nominated. But that was it. That was the top moment.
He's legend. I'm sorry. His artistic ability is unbelievable. And to have been called upon for my own by such a legend was...
A moment. I get it.
Oh, very serious.
Who are we saying then? Are we saying Hugh Jackman donned a dramatic cloak as he kisses his stunning wife?
I mean, sure. Why not?
That's all I've got.
Totally Hugh.
That's all I've got. Robbie Williams. That makes sense. I can see that.
I mean, he was just at the thing, wasn't he?
He was at the thing that you were at. You were there. How did you not see the dramatic cloak?
I didn't. He was in a sparkly suit. It was like a silver sparkly suit.
But he was on the red carpet. He was clearly in a dramatic cloak. That was definitely Soccer Aid. You were there. You have let us down there, babe.
I was working on my own poses.
What, in a UNICEF hoodie?
Yeah.
Brilliant. Right, next one.
Okay.
Do better.
Okay, ready? 14 times blank. Hair won the red carpet. Hair.
I'd go pixie cut. Not for them, because you... I was going to say you, because you did the pixie cut first of your generation.
It was huge.
It before.
No, it was incredible to see.
You did the mohawk. You did all this. You've done mad stuff with your hair and it always goes down well. So I'd pick one of your styles. Pixie's not quite in at the moment, is it?
I mean, it's all like the long hair at the minute.
Long?
Long and like
should
down.
Should we go long?
Are we going long?
Long hair.
Long hair?
Yeah. Long hair?
Oh, silver fox.
That
I
works.
Get that.
That
I
works,
understand.
Works well for me.
You're getting there.
Bodes well for me. If you could just hold on to that headline for about another 6 months to a year.
6 months to...
3 months to... Okay, next one. Blank breaks cover as she joins Nicola Roberts on red carpet for rare public appearance. That was the 29th of June, 2022. So someone breaks her cover as she joins Nicola Roberts.
It's got to be Cheryl Cole, right?
It's definitely got to be one of the Girls Aloud girls.
Because Cheryl Cole's kind of been like, you know, mothering and...
Her cover is that she's been mothering and doing other things for...
Yeah, I did just see Nicola Roberts in a picture with somebody I felt was a bit unexpected, but she was having a really good time. Oh, that was with Alexis Knox. But that wouldn't be... It wouldn't be Alexis.
Yeah, that would be Alexis Knox. Alexis Knox has never been undercover.
No, she is not undercover.
Best possible way. Yeah. She is the most uncovered person we probably know.
Yeah, love her.
Love her.
It's got to be Cheryl Cole.
Yeah! I really didn't think we were going to get any of these.
We know.
Oh, amazing.
Okay,
probably had some applause in there.
Blake.
Yep.
Rocks a thigh-high slit dress for the Only Murders in the Building red carpet premiere. Pure wow. On Monday the 4th of July, 2022.
So we were invited to that premiere. I just didn't,
we didn't
think
do it.
I didn't look. I just was like, oh, I don't know what that
we
is.
We doubted the popcorn.
And, yeah, we doubted the popcorn. And I've recently seen it somewhere else. And I remember thinking, is it on Amazon or something else now? And I was thinking, oh, we should have gone to that. Is it Steve Martin? Is it Steve Martin in it? Or somebody like that? He's in something.
Selena Gomez? Steve Martin? Then would it be Selena Gomez?
Could be Selena Gomez.
Oh, I like this game. I'm good at it.
Oh, my God. I was not expecting us to get any of those right. Look at us, pop culture. Woo! Should have gone to the premiere, though.
Yeah.
That would have been a good one. Steve Martin.
Well, first of all, we're going to thank the listeners for listening.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you so much for listening to this week's Fame Game. Please press like and subscribe.
Please send your suggestions for it being called anything but Fame Game. So You've Decided to Become Famous would be a great title for this, and we'd love to hear your feedback on why that is true.
Or, you know, send us some comments in and let us know how much you support the name The Fame Game, because I think it is brilliant. And you can follow us at Kimberly Wyatt and
at Max Rogers UK.
And we'll see you next time. Thanks for hanging.
Max Rogers was taken. I had to put the UK on the end. So what are we going to do next time? Insanity Group.